I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Everyone has interesting things happen in their lives, at least once in a while, but not everyone knows how to tell a good story about it. Suzanne Schmidt is someone who does. She's a storyteller and regional producer of The Moth, which puts on storytelling events across the country. The best of those stories sometimes end up on The Moth Radio Hour, which airs Saturday afternoons at 3 p.m. here on VPR. Part of Schmidt's job is coaching ordinary people to become extraordinary storytellers. That means what to include and maybe even more importantly, what to leave out. Suzanne Schmidt is here to tell us something about that. Nice to have you on the program with us.
Thanks, Jane. Nice to be here.
So you have a big event coming up this week, the Moth Story Slam in Burlington. What goes into producing that?
We do. This is actually the Moth Grand Slam, which is the winners from our 2018 season get a chance to be on the main stage at the Flynn and compete for the title of the best storyteller in the Moth Burlington area. We anticipate about 900 people will show up. We're bringing a host up from New York, Peter Aguero, who is just an incredible storyteller himself. And so we're excited about it. It's one time a year it happens. So we're very excited.
You seem very relaxed for someone who has a big event in 2 days.
You get to learn how to sustain calm when you're a producer. I plan for this 3-4 months in advance. So by the time we get to this point, most everything is ready. Now we just get to take the stage and listen to some fabulous stories.
So not everybody understands how the Moth works, because I think many of us hear it on the radio, and some people have been to these story slams that are around the country and many different places in Vermont. But can you describe how it all works?
Sure. The Moth is in 29 cities around the world, and once a month, Burlington is one of those cities, we do a story slam. So folks show up. We have a theme. If they feel like they have a story on that theme, they put their name in the hat. We pull their name out, and they have a chance to tell a 5-minute story on stage. All of the stories that get told at live slams are recorded, and then those recordings make up some of what's chosen to go on to our national podcast.
It's so stressful, though, for people who put their name in but then don't know until the end if they're going to get chosen or not. I mean, they have to spend that whole hour or hour and a half just on tenterhooks.
It is. It is really hard. It's kind of an odd thing that we say, hey, come and tell a really intimate, very personal story that maybe you'll get to tell and maybe you won't. And if you do get to tell, we're actually going to judge you.
So no pressure.
No pressure there. It is kind of an odd thing. But when it happens, it's just magical.
Well, you also help people get to the point where they can tell these great stories, whether it's at one of the story slams or elsewhere in their lives. And you lead storytelling workshops for all kinds of people, I mean, including people who live in retirement communities who are doing this within their community, or kids, or, you know, people who have sort of different niches. Does everyone have a good story to tell?
I get asked that question a lot. And yes, everyone, by virtue of the fact of living on this planet, has a good story to tell. Taking that from a great premise and crafting it into a story that is well-structured, that people are very interested to listen to, there is some craft in that that folks can work on. But everybody has a great story. You can't live on the planet and not.
One of the interesting things, if people have ever been to one of the live slams, is that it doesn't have to be a story about the biggest moment in your life that actually grips the audience. It can be a really small moment that's told well, or that has sort of this pathos that people can connect to. So how do you advise people on how to even think about, you know, which moments to tell? It's not the one that's like, then this amazing thing happened to me.
Right. And, it is, people do think, oh, okay, well, I was, you know, lost at sea for a month, and that's got to be a great story. Well,
I'd hear that story, though.
Got lost at sea and nothing remarkable happened for that month that you were floating along, it may not be the best story to tell. But I think the thing that I coach people on is every great story has to have some piece of transformation in it. We have to see you understand something differently at the end of the story than you understand at the beginning of the story. And that might be, like you said, just a snippet in time. It might be the 5 minutes that you came to understand something different about your parents or your grandparents or your children. And so I encourage people to not think they have to have this monumentous thing that has happened, but just some small thing that changed you in some way. Because when people can talk about that, that's universal. And then folks in the audience will come up and say, wow, that made me think about my grandmother or my father or the moment that I did this thing. And that's brilliant when that can happen.
I suppose then the first step is actually being reflective about your own life. And that can sometimes be the most difficult part, to sort of access those feelings, especially if you're someone who tries not to feel too much, or not, you know, not to sort of think too hard about the things that have happened to you in your life. It's almost like a form of therapy to have to go back and see how this small moment in your life may have transformed your thinking.
Absolutely. I actually am a therapist. That's how I started out in the world. I've been a clinical mental health counselor for 25 years. And therapy and storytelling is very similar. And it really is the act of asking people the question, not what's wrong with you, but tell me what's happened to you. And what you'll get for an answer are some things that are tragic and very difficult, and some things that are miraculous. And I think good storytellers know how to keep both of those things in play when they're telling a story.
Suzanne, help us, though, kill our darlings. You know, sometimes in storytelling, we want to share everything and every detail. And maybe there's a character who is so special to us, and I wouldn't want to tell this story without my aunt in it, because she'll be so offended. But maybe we need to take some things out.
Yes, absolutely. All of the details in people's stories should move the story forward. It should give away some piece of the plot, or it should tell us something that gives us a deeper meaning about the character. And you might absolutely love your Aunt Louise. And while we appreciate that, if Aunt Louise doesn't actually do anything in the story that's interesting, we might want to take her out and put her into a different story. And that is very hard sometimes for people.
Any other mistakes that we should keep in mind, that you know, that pitfalls that people often make, that we can just think about as we work on our cocktail party storytelling?
Yes. I think one of the things that happens is people give too much information in the front end of a story. So it might take 3 minutes to get us to the point where you're at the party and this thing happens. And so I always let people know, start us in the action. Start us where the action actually begins. And then you can give us more details and you can expand on that, rather than taking us all the way through what happened in your morning getting to the place where you want us to be.
Get to the point. Right. Can people still be unique, though, in their storytelling? Because I'd hate to think that there's a formulaic way that we all have to follow. So many people have such wonderful, unique voices.
Right. Absolutely. And part of storytelling, like it is with any kind of writing and structure, is that we are not just looking for the story. We're looking for your voice to come through in the story. And so while there are some very universal themes, how a particular storyteller tells that, maybe it's a comedic style, maybe it's a smaller style. It can be really anything that makes sense for the listener.
Well, Suzanne, thank you very much for your tips. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me.
Suzanne Schmidt is a storyteller and regional producer for The Moth. The Burlington Moth Grand Slam is at the Flynn Theater this Thursday, March 21st. Doors open at 7.